Hey friend, today we are talking about why I would rather focus on energy management rather than time management. How you divvy up your energy throughout the day is so important because if you are trying to do all of these tasks but you're exhausted, it's going to take you longer to get them done and you're probably not going to do them as well, as efficient, because you don't have the energy. So I find that it's best to put most of my tasks during the morning because that's when I naturally have the most energy and I know that about myself, rather than trying to put all of these tasks after bedtime when the girls go to sleep and I'm also exhausted. So that's why I like to focus on energy management, and it helps me stay consistent with my anchor habits, which if you're not sure what those are, go listen to episode 35 after this one so you can see how to stay more balanced by using anchor habits so you're making time for the things that are most important to you. In this episode, I'm going to be sharing with you 7 different ways that I protect my time and my energy so that I'm able to show up for myself, my business, my family, and everything that I need to show up for at my highest capacity. You are definitely going to want to start learning how to protect your energy and protect your time, protect your mental health. Welcome to the Smart Productive Mom Podcast. My name is Lucretia, and I want to help you be more productive and present without stressing about housework. I'm spilling all the tea on how to take that overwhelm out of motherhood. So let's dive into all the juicy goodness. Just a quick reminder that Simple Success Module 1 will be started on August 4th, which is tomorrow, whenever you're listening to this. Simple Success is my 90-day program that is going to help coaches sign clients within 90 days, spending less than an hour a day on social media, because you know that I do not like to spend all of my time and all of my energy to social media, and I want to teach you how to run your business the same way. So we start August 4th will be the very first lesson. It'll be available in video format so you can watch it whenever the kids go to bed or whenever you get time. And then we have coaching calls every single week where I help you figure out how to implement the strategies that you have learned so you can start making money from your coaching business within 90 days. If you're ready to get started with that, DM me the word simple on either Instagram or Facebook. They'll both be linked below. And I want to help you start working from home and possibly make more money than you're making at your day job. So if you're interested in Simple Success, DM me the word simple and let's get started. Let's talk about why I made the transition from focusing on time management to now focusing on energy management. The first issue that I found was that I was trying to force myself to be productive. So I would plan out my day, and I know when I have my energy levels, so I would plan out my day, but I was still trying to force myself to get things done even when I was tired and had low energy. And what I realized is that I'm so much more efficient whenever I do things when I actually have the energy to do them. So it was basically wasting my time to try to do something whenever I didn't have the energy. My brain felt frazzled and I couldn't really think straight because I was so tired. So I found that it was just better for me to wait and put that task off until a time when my energy levels matched the amount that required to get that task done. So that's the first reason, is that I was trying to force myself to be productive when I should have just been resting. And then the second reason is that I was basing my value on how productive I was. So whenever I was able to get the house clean and cook a meal and do all of these things that we're supposed to do, quote unquote, I felt more productive. I felt like I was a good mom. I felt like I was a good wife. Like, I tied my value to my productivity level, which is a completely wrong way to look at it. Your productivity level does not determine how valuable you are as a person. Just because you need to rest, that doesn't make you a bad mom. If you don't cook dinner, that doesn't make you a bad wife. All right, like your level of productivity does not equate to your value as a human being. So that was the second reason that now I'm really focused on just managing my energy and flowing through the day rather than trying to time everything out and forcing myself to do things when I don't have the energy or mental capacity to do them. So let's hop into the 7 ways that I protect my energy as a work from home mom. The first way is that I make sure that I plan my day and I prepare as much in advance. So whenever I plan my day, it's mostly like a flow of how I want the day to go. So it's not me sitting down saying, you know, at 10 o'clock, I'm going to do this, 11 o'clock, I'm going to do this. I don't do that. I just have a section, which you can see in the time blocking blueprint, but I just have blocks of time where there's not even, it might be like a time block of like from 8 until noon, where I just have a list of things that I want to get done. And then even if I don't get that list done from 8 until noon, like if I get it done at 1 o'clock, I'll still get it done, right? It's no big deal. So I just chunk my time, and that's how I like to just plan out my day, and I just have a flow because as a busy mom, we don't have a lot of time to waste. So that means that we need to know what we need to get done exactly when we have the time to get it done. So for me, that means knowing that, okay, whenever my daughter takes her nap, I'm going to go in here and record a podcast episode, or I'm going to go ahead and clean the kitchen. Whatever it is, I know that her naps are going to be about 20 minutes long. So that gives me a 20-minute window, and I need to know exactly what I am going to do during that 20 minutes. And I've already got everything prepared in advance so I can just get right to it and get it done during that time frame. So that's the first thing I do, is make sure that I just have a flow, like a loose plan of how I want my day to go. And then I prepare as much as I can in advance. So sitting out clothes. So in the morning, we're not rushing around trying to figure out what we're going to wear, right? I already have all of our clothes laid out and ready to go. We just have to put them on. Or sitting out, making sure we know where our shoes are, making sure we know what we're going to eat. Just things like that that'll help me simplify the next day. I like to prepare all of those things in advance. The second way that I like to protect my energy is that I like for us to have consistent routines. I have found that when all of us know what to expect, that there is less tantrums, there's just less anxiety for me, less stressful. So it just makes everyone's day better whenever we all know what to expect. So we wake up at around the same time every day. I always wake up before the kids. Well, I wouldn't say always, but most of the time, like 99% of the time, I wake up before the kids, and that's my time to get mentally prepared for the day. And then once they get up, you know, everything hits the fan and we just start going. But we all wake up around the same time every day. I work around the same time every day. So I have my routine, which this is great if you want to sign up for Simple Success. So this is how I structure my work time in the morning. Before the girls wake up is when I post to my Instagram stories. I'll just post something really quick. So that's built into my routine. And then I might a little bit later on in the day do some recorded stories if I feel like doing recorded stories that day with like my face is actually on the camera. But that's if I feel like it. But most of the time I will just do like some images or something like that that doesn't require my face and put them on my Instagram story. So that's in the morning, how I do my work time in the morning. After that, we get up, do mom things, family stuff, homeschooling, all that fun stuff. And then we like to eat around noonish. It's basically our dinner time. We don't wait until the evening because we found that that was not people, we weren't getting that great of a sleep because we were still so full from eating so close to bedtime. So we found that it's better to just eat our big meal of the day around noon, and then we kind of just snack throughout the rest of the evening until we go to bed. So we eat our big meal around noon, and then we work from about 2 through 5. Now, that is not a solid work time where I'm just in my office for like 3 hours. That's me like coming in here, sitting down to start typing something, and then I have to get up and like go change the YouTube channel, and then I come sit back down, and then I go change a diaper, and then right. So I'm completely interrupted that entire time, which is why it's such a big block of time, and I'm completely fine with being interrupted all the time. That's why we've allowed for so much work time throughout the day, because my husband is here as well, and we're kind of just switching off. He'll work, and I'll go change a diaper, and then I'll start working, and then he'll go change the YouTube channel or get someone a snack or whatever. So that's what we do between 2 and 5 most of the days. Most days, we're just kind of going back and forth doing that. And then after 5, we kind of just chill, watch TV. We love watching Wheel of Fortune. So we kind of just chill and have family time for the rest of the evening. And then once the girls go to bed around 8 o'clock, if I have the energy for it, then I will do some work again. And that's usually when I'll like write emails or write some Instagram captions, which I usually turn those into my emails, or I'll outline a podcast episode, just something simple that I can do while I'm lying in bed. So that is pretty much my daily flow and how I work. That's pretty much all that I work. And then I make sure we have a consistent bedtime. So the girls go to bed around 8 o'clock every single day, weekends, everything. We notice that whenever we try to switch up their routine, it just throws everything off for days. It takes us so long to get back on our routine. So we just have a consistent bedtime, consistent wake up times all throughout the week, weekends included. The third way that I like to protect my energy and my mental health, my time, is that I schedule in our screen time. So not for my husband, he does his own thing, but I schedule my screen time and I schedule my 3-year-old screen time. All right, so now I am holding a baby since she was crying in the background. So let's finish this out. So yeah, I schedule my screen time. You can listen to, I believe it's episode 5, on how I set app limits, and I use that for about an hour throughout the day, which is why in Simple Success, I teach you how to run your business with less than an hour of screen time on social media a day, because that's what I do and what I stand for, is not being on social media all day. So that's why I also teach you how to do the same. And then my 3-year-old, she just has different blocks of screen time throughout the day. Whenever we're eating, if she's not eating, if she's done eating, she can go ahead and get on her phone for a little bit. She just uses an old iPhone that we had laying around. Something nothing fancy. We just put like some kid apps on it for her. So that is her screen time. It's just kind of divvied up throughout the day. Whenever we're working, she'll watch some YouTube videos. But that's about it. So that is the third way, is that I protect my time and energy through using scheduled screen time. The fourth way that I protect my energy is that I make sure that I rest throughout the day. Just like today, so my daughter is going through her 4-month sleep regression, and she's just been waking up a lot throughout the night. So I've just been really tired. And instead of trying to force myself to be productive and get it all done and whatever else people say, I took a very good nap while my husband watched her, and I just make sure I'm rested. I take care of my body and I take care of my health, and when I'm tired, I don't push myself to go harder than I need to go. I don't believe in hustle culture where I'm constantly going and work harder. I don't subscribe to that. Whenever I feel tired, I rest, and whatever's not done can wait until I'm ready to do it. So that is the fourth thing that I do. The fifth way that I protect my time and energy is that I make sure that I manage my thoughts. It is hard to rest whenever you're constantly thinking about everything that you have to get done. So it's not really resting when you're constantly thinking, oh, I should be doing this or I should be doing that. So what I've just been very conscious about is making sure that whenever I do rest, that I'm actually telling myself it's okay to rest. Your body needs rest. So I'm reassuring myself that taking breaks is productive. I can't produce any results if I'm tired. So a big part of productivity for me is making sure that I'm rested. And I've really just been working on managing my thoughts around that, managing my thoughts around simplifying my business so that I'm able to show up for my business while having little kids at home. So not feeling like I need to be on every social media platform, not feeling like I need to be showing up live all the time and doing Facebook Lives and Instagram Lives and TikTok Lives, whatever other lives there are. Like, I've just been really okay with simplifying my business, going all in on one or two platforms, and just doing what feels easy for me. So I'm making that not mean that I'm not doing enough or that I could be doing more. I'm just making it okay to have a simple business and one that I enjoy showing up for and one that fits into my life and doesn't feel like it's consuming all of my time and energy, which is why I wanted to teach more moms how to do that inside of Simple Success. That's why I call it Simple Success, because I want you to learn that it's okay to keep your business simple. You don't have to be on all the platforms. You don't have to show up everywhere to be successful. You can have a business that feels easy to you. So that is one of the main things that I want you to take away from inside of Simple Success. The sixth way that I manage my energy is that I make sure my family helps me. I do not do everything all by myself. We are a family, we work as a team, and we all clean up all the messes. I'm not the only one that makes the mess, and I don't feel like I should be the only one that cleans it up. So my husband helps with dishes, he helps clean everything that I would clean. My daughter, she's 3, she puts away her own laundry, she cleans up after herself, like I don't even have to tell her anymore to clean up. When she's done eating, she'll take her plate and put it in the sink. She will go ahead and clean up her blocks when she's done playing with them. Like anything, any mess that she makes, she already knows that it's expected of her to go ahead and clean it up, just like it would be expected of anyone else to clean up after themselves. So I make sure that my family helps out and that it's not expected for me to do everything all by myself. And then the seventh way that I protect my energy is that I simplify as much as possible. If there is something that I feel is taking me too long to get done or it's unnecessarily hard, for instance, whenever my daughter was born, we have, it's like a cart that I keep in our bedroom that has like her diapers and extra onesies, socks, all of those things that we may need. So whenever I felt like I kept going to the nursery to grab things, I was like, okay, instead of just constantly going to the nursery to grab these things, like, why don't I just put them in the cart? Like simple things like that, that is like, duh, why wouldn't you just do that? But we make things so much more difficult than they need to be. So I make sure that I try to simplify as much as possible so I can get things done quicker, because I just don't have a lot of time to waste and I don't have a lot of time to spend on repeating the same task over and over. So those are the 7 ways that I protect my time and my energy as a work from home mom with little kids. And a little glimpse behind the scene is I just spent the last 30 minutes or so pausing this episode and trying to rock my baby to sleep, which she did not go to sleep. She's still sitting here. But I could decide to make that a big deal. I could decide to get frustrated that I'm not able to just sit down and record and get it over with. But like I said, I have been managing my thoughts, and something is only a big deal if you decide to make it a big deal. So I decide to not make it a big deal. I chose to work from home, and this is what I'd rather be doing than going to work for 13 plus hours a day. I'd rather just be able to come or right over here in my office, sit down, record, and if I need to take a break to do something for my kids, then I can do that and come right back and finish work. So I decide what is a big deal and what isn't a big deal, and you do too. So these are the type of things that I teach you in Simple Success. It's just how to go with the flow of life of being a work from home mom and accepting the interruptions and being able to manage your thoughts, work on your mindset, and create a simple business that feels easy for you and you actually enjoy showing up to. And if you're not following me on Instagram, make sure you follow me. I posted a quick little selfie of me recording this podcast episode and holding my baby. So go on over to Instagram and make sure you follow me, and let's hang out over there as well. Okay, I will see you on the next episode. Make sure you DM me the word simple to get into Simple Success so I can teach you how to start or sign more clients into your coaching business within 90 days and less than 1 hour a day on social media. All right, I will see you next week.
Thank you so much for listening to the Smart Productive Mom podcast. If you found this information helpful, please leave a written review so more moms can find this show. And if you want to connect with the super moms in this community, come hang out with us in the Smart Productive Mom Facebook group. I can't wait to connect with you. See you there.